Got a lot of golf. We've talked and promoted the McCook Community College alumni golf tournament coming up this weekend, but another one's coming up in August, late August, and we got Joe Townsley in studio, our neighbor right across the way. Joe, the 2025 Ron Coleman Memorial Golf Tournament, the sign-up continues, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we just opened the entries up last week, I believe, and it's August 30th and 31st, so it's Labor Day weekend. That's the way it's going to be, I think, from here on out. But, we got 32 teams signed up already, and we're going to cut it off at 50 this year. So we're looking to round that out as soon as possible.
That's a lot of teams, 50 teams, two-person teams. That's a lot of teams.
Yeah, it is. And we had 40 last year, and then I think we had some other people wanting to get in, and I'm talking to Clint and Justin, they thought, well, let's push it up to 50 and see if we can get there. So we might have to change some tee times. We don't know yet. We got to meet on all that yet. Mm-hmm. But if we can get to 50, it'd be awesome.
Justin going to come back and golf with this?
Yeah, him and Clint golfing it every year.
Together?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if the brothers went separate and had other partners. They went together.
Oh, no. They stay together. So, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how they are. I've never watched them golf together before. Hits somebody, it's out of bounds. Does the other one get mad at him?
There is definitely some talk that occurs between those two. It's fun to watch.
I bet mom's got stories like no other.
Oh, yeah, she's always out there too, driving around. So she's not afraid to throw some stuff out there too.
I bet so. Heritage Hills, of course. And you got a dinner laid out. You got trophies. You got everything for these folks,
yep.
Don't you?
Yep. We've been lucky so far. We, the last couple of years when we moved the date, we've gotten some great sponsorships. So we've been able to do some pretty cool things. I think the coolest thing that we do is we do give scholarships every year in Ron's name. I think last year it was, I think we gave three or four out. Not off the top of my head, I can't remember who it was. But, we've been doing that, and that's just another way to – keep Ron's name going in the golf world around here.
I'm sure the RC stories that weekend that come out, there's new ones, I'm sure, come out every year, don't they?
Yeah. Like I say, there is said a lot. It's just one of those situations there. So, yeah, he's definitely talked about a lot. And it's good because, there's a ton of his, kids that he coached, mm-hmm. they're now adults, are playing in it, and they bring their kids back too, so they're hearing about them, and it's we're keeping that legacy alive. So
for the guys, hey, gals want to play too?
Oh yeah, we always have some girls that play in it. It's a handicap deal. It's on Stableford scoring, so you actually play your own ball. You get a quota, like you have to score a certain amount of points, but that's based off your handicap. So if you have a high handicap, you only have to score a small amount of points. You get 1 point for a bogey, 2 points for a par, four for a birdie, and eight for an eagle. If you get a double bogey or more, they don't penalize you. So mm-hmm. we try and keep it pretty fun.
Well, that kind of helps on those folks that maybe hit a doubles every now and then.
Yeah. You can just pick your ball up and have some fun there. But after the first day, we do a alternate shot shootout, which is like a horse race, mm-hmm. kind of like what they have at the Pro-Am where one team gets knocked out every hole.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's another fun thing we do with
just
that tournament.
Make it a fun weekend, huh?
Yep.
There's still some time to get signed up. Then contact, you're one of the contacts, right?
Yep. Then contact me at 340-3516 or Jeff Holtis at... I think it's 340-8479.
You got it right. So, you bet. Perfect. Yeah. A lot of golf going on. It's good. A lot of these four-person scrambles, two-person scrambles going on out there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I know it helps the, anytime they have a tournament, it's a good moneymaker for the course and a lot of fun for the members and even the people that come from out of town. So
how many years have you had this now?
Oh, boy.
Going on 10?
No, it's been longer than that.
15, 20?
I'd say at least 15 years. Okay. I don't know. We kind of had it on Labor Day weekend, and then we moved it, and then we just kind of brought it back 3 years ago and started really promoting it more, getting it on Facebook. And the numbers have went, I think 2 years ago we had maybe close to 30 teams, and then last year we had 40. And
keeps going up every year.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. Next year you might have to expand it 10 more teams.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Any questions? Joe's number 340-3516, Jeff at 340-8479.
Yeah.
All right. Going to be a great week in August 30th and 31st. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Rich.